They were supposed to remember. The apostles were supposed to remember what they saw on Mount Tabor when Jesus was transfigured before their eyes. That's why Jesus gave them this experience. That's why he removed the veil of his humanity for a few brief moments and allowed Peter, James, and John to get a little glimpse of him in his divinity. He wanted them to remember the vision they saw that day on the mountain so that they would be strong on Holy Thursday and Good Friday when he would be condemned to death and nailed to a cross. He wanted them to remember the glorious vision they saw so that they would not give up hope and despair. He wanted them to remember so that they would persevere and be faithful. And yes, they did remember the vision. That's why the events recorded for us in the Gospels. Peter, James, and John obviously told this story in their preaching and in their teaching. But at crunch time, they forgot. At crunch time, when the soldiers arrested Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane and his passion began, they all ran away. The glory and the splendor of the Transfiguration, unfortunately, was the furthest thing from their minds at that moment. But thankfully, their amnesia, their spiritual amnesia, was only temporary. Applying this now to ourselves, we should thank God from the bottom of our hearts for whatever Transfiguration experiences he allows us to have in our lives, experiences in which we are deeply aware of God's love and God's presence. It's very important to call to mind those experiences often, because sooner or later we'll all have to face our own Holy Thursdays and Good Fridays. But if we remember our Transfiguration experiences, we'll be able to face those crosses with greater strength and greater perseverance. A lot of our teenagers, you know, have Transfiguration experiences when they go to the Steubenville Youth Conference in the summer. I tell those teenagers never to forget those special moments, especially when life becomes difficult, and it will become difficult, becomes difficult for all of us at times. I tell them that remembering their Transfiguration experience at Steubenville will help them to deal with whatever they're experiencing and pass through it. I'll give you a few real-life examples of what I'm talking about. This year, on the bus ride home from the conference, we invited the young people to share some of their reflections on the weekend in writing, and several of them did. Here's what some of them wrote. One young man said, "I felt an abundance and a rush of happiness all weekend. I felt full. I went with my two brothers, something I will only be able to do once. It was special to share that with them. It's so powerful and life-changing when that many people come together and praise God. It was truly beautiful." A teenage girl wrote, "This year I experienced the presence of God in a peaceful way. Every year I look forward to being around like-minded people and seeing God touch others' lives. It's life-changing to witness. Seeing their experiences gave me peace and an overwhelming sense of happiness. Adoration is always powerful and emotional, and this year I truly let go and focused on God. Overall, Steubenville is always an amazing time and where I feel at home." And finally, this one from another teenage girl. "This was my first year going to Steubenville. The experience was so life-changing that sharing it with others is hard to explain. Growing up in a Catholic family, I'd say my faith wasn't as strong as it should have been. Going into Steubenville, I was longing for a real relationship with Jesus. On Saturday morning, I went to confession. I think this was the first meaningful confession I'd ever had. I really felt God's presence and forgiveness through the priest. But it wasn't until Saturday night that I developed a real relationship with Jesus. When the speaker, Lisa Cotter, talked, is when my thoughts on Jesus really shifted. Her talk was just so relatable. Then the worship music began, and I was in awe. I looked at the other people and saw their eyes closed and arms lifted up, and then I began to do the same. I became incredibly focused on the words and phrase after phrase as I started to feel God's love. Then adoration came, and I sang my heart out to Jesus. It was then that I found the answer I was looking for in order to have a strong relationship with Jesus. That night was the turning point for my faith. Those are powerful transfiguration experiences. Experiences that those young people will hopefully remember and call to mind in the future when trials and crosses and challenges come their way. And if they do that, it'll make a difference, a positive difference, in the way they respond to those trials and crosses and challenges. I'm sure this is something that Mother Teresa of Calcutta had to do and did do during her life, especially in her many years of spiritual darkness, which is something we learned about after her death from the things that she had written to her spiritual director. I'm sure that in those later years, Mother Teresa thought back quite often to the moments earlier in her life when God revealed his presence to her in some extraordinary and very powerful ways. And I'm sure that act of remembering made a huge difference. I'm sure it made her stronger and helped her deal effectively with the lack of spiritual consolation that she experienced during the rest of her life. My point in all this, my brothers and sisters, is that transfiguration experiences are given to us for a reason. They're given to be remembered. They're given to help us persevere in the faith. They're given to help us deal with the Holy Thursdays and Good Fridays of our lives. But most importantly, they're given to remind us of heaven, our eternal home, where everyone will have a transfiguration experience that won't have to be remembered, because it will never end.